The Department of Homeland Security put a 100-day pause on most deportations last week. Gustavo Sagrero looks at what that might mean for undocumented immigrants in Idaho and across the country.
The Biden administration memo said the moratorium on deportation processes will give federal agencies time to review and revise immigration policies. Maria Andrade, director of Immigrant Justice of Idaho, says it's only a stopgap to a bigger issue.
This is not just a giveaway, right? This is a pause that allows the current administration to address the mess at the border that's been created in the last administration to address the high levels of deaths in detention and COVID exposure of people in detention.
This pause doesn't apply to immigrants who voluntarily waived their rights to stay, were not physically present in the states before November 1st of last year, or had engaged in or is suspected of terrorism or espionage.
They want to pause so that they can take a look at who's being detained, why are they being detained, are there alternatives to release, and are the detention facilities in compliance with what this administration believes are appropriate COVID protocols.
Andrade says this move and other recent changes from the White House could indicate a more humanitarian focus to the immigration system. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gustavo Sagrero.